As we've talked about today, Nancy Pelosi went to a catchphrase yesterday for a specific political reason. She went to a catchphrase yesterday for a specific political reason because they don't have much else. So Nancy Pelosi goes behind closed doors with the Democrat caucus. And the kids in the class, the freshman kids in the class who are demanding impeachment proceedings begin against Donald Trump for something, I don't have no idea what, neither do they, are demanding impeachment. And she came out of that with a new catchphrase. And I want you to hear it because it set the stage for a whole chain of events yesterday. Go with bite number one, Nancy Pelosi, go.
We do believe that it's important for to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Cover-up is the catchphrase. You'll hear that everywhere now because the Mueller report came up empty for them. So you have no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice. You've been able to come up with nothing on the president. It's just not there. So cover up. And the reason that phrase is being used is because that harkens back to Richard Nixon. That harkens back to Watergate. It was the cover up that was the real crime and so on and so forth. But remember, Richard Nixon actually committed a crime. This president apparently has not. Joining me, Adam Kennedy, the deputy assistant to the president and deputy director of communications at the White House. Adam, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So there it is. They throw the term out there, cover up, and obviously because it is political dynamite for them, they think so at least. But I believe the people I talk to, including Democrats that I talk to every day, they're worn out by this already. They really are. They may not like Donald Trump, but they're like, no, wait a second. You're going through everything, and now you're targeting bank records that go back years before he was even in the race to be president. You're targeting his family, anybody around him. I mean, when does it end?
Well, I think it's interesting to look at the stark difference between the policies of the president and the policies of the Democrats. The Democrats are advocating for endless investigations, deep dive into the president's personal life, to his personal tax returns, which essentially mean they can do that for every American. The president's advocating for more infrastructure spending, a booming economy, and change our immigration laws so we can actually enforce them. That, to me, shows where the Democrats are today and where the president is at today.
Well, clearly, and here's one of the big things that is of concern to people here in Michigan, Adam, and that is the USMCA, the new NAFTA, if you will. The president did something that they were saying that he couldn't do, but he put together a new deal with Mexico and Canada that greatly impacts states like Michigan, where I live. And yet it's being held up in Congress now, not because it's a bad deal, but because it's political. You know, is the deal perfect? No, there's some things that could still be improved on, but it's a much better deal than NAFTA was ever for this state and for states around us. Michigan's critical. They're blocking it. It seems like a foolish political move on their part because the president is fighting for Michigan and America, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's not just that they didn't think the president could do it. They've been advocating this for a long time. So I think they're a little upset that it was the president who did it and not them. But the president spent a long time negotiating this deal. Everybody's on board with it. All we need is a vote in Congress. And what are they spending their time on? They're spending their time on redoing a Mueller investigation, something that took 2 years and millions of dollars, instead of doing something that would help all Americans today. And again, I think it's a stark contrast in terms of where the priorities are. The president's priorities are advancing policies for the American people. Democrat priorities are in trying to investigate the president, trying to embarrass the president, trying to do everything they can to stop the president from those policies.
Certainly. And Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, all of those states are critical for the president's reelection. No state was closer than my own here in Michigan, just over 10,000 votes, the difference in giving Donald Trump the 16 electoral votes here that he took home from Michigan. And so when you look at the USMCA or you look at the fact that Fiat Chrysler is investing $1 billion now to bring plants back to Michigan. If you look at all the investment that's going on in infrastructure, the number of jobs that are out there, this is a great track record for this president. And so the Democrats, I mean, I don't know what else they would tell people, Adam. They have to go to, it's a cover-up, because what the hell else do they have?
Well, exactly. They don't have a lot because they're not actually willing to work with the president to do anything. So when you're stuck in a position where you can't actually show the American people what you're for, what you try to do is demonize the opposition, which is exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. They're not actually really advocating anything except that the president shouldn't be the president.
Well, exactly. It's Donald Trump at any cost. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's Donald Trump at any cost, whether it means going to Deutsche Bank or Capital One or trying to rifle through his personal information dating back however many years, trying to malign his family, his staff. We know now from the Mueller report there was no collusion. There was no conspiracy. There was no obstruction of justice. It's 448 pages. And doesn't it make you wonder, Adam, what happened to Bob Mueller? Where's Bob? He was supposed to be on Capitol Hill last week, May 15th. He was coming to Capitol Hill to put it out there. The Democrats finally wised up and realized if Bob Mueller testifies, they will walk away with less than they have now because he will never give them more than is already in the 448 pages. He won't. It's not there.
Oh,
in fact, it'll actually end up walking back what's there to begin with. That's why the Democrats are not making a deal with Bob Mueller, in my estimation. What do you think?
Well, I think what the Democrats are doing is, remember, when this investigation started, they all said, oh, we'll accept what the Mueller report concludes. We'll be in lockstep with the Mueller report. Whatever Mueller says, we're behind. What happened after the Mueller report was they saw that it wasn't going to go the way they want. Now they're reading into the report everything they want to read into it, saying that he's directing Congress to act, which he does no such thing, and that he should come before Congress to tell them that they should act, which he probably wouldn't. So, again, I think they would be setting themselves up for another disappointment by banking so much on what Bob Mueller might say in Congress. And I think they realize that. I think finally they say, okay, maybe there actually isn't anything going on, and we should recognize that.
I think this president has made some very good appointments to his cabinet and so forth, but none better than William Barr. First of all, he's got a great sense of humor. I mean, him walking up to Nancy Pelosi, hey, did you bring your handcuffs? I mean, that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. I laughed right out loud. I think you probably did too, Adam. Adam Kennedy here, by the way, the deputy assistant to the president. William Barr, he is a professional. He is not cowed or intimidated by these sputtering liberals trying to attack him and impugn his character and threaten him with incarceration. He knows better, right? I mean, he knows better.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember, this is his second time being attorney general. This is not his first time through this sort of situation. And I don't think he's going to be pushed around by members of Congress. I think he knows what the law is. He's going to follow the law and enforce the law. And he's not going to have some member of Congress, whether it's Nadler or anyone else, tell him what the law should be. He's going to show them what the law is.
Jerry. If Jerry was in a Batman movie, he'd be the Waddler. Anyhow, that's just a little aside. The one thing about the bank investigations, and I'll let you have the last word on this, if that is allowed to stand, and a second judge yesterday, a second federal judge says Deutsche Bank and Capital One can give Trump financial records to House Democrats, why would anybody ever run for president again? If they can go back and dig that deep and go into all of those places and going back years before you even ran for president, why would anybody ever subject themselves, qualified people, good people, why would they put themselves through that?
I think that's a great point. And I would also say, what's to stop Congress then from asking for the tax returns for anyone? If they can ask for it for Donald Trump, why can't they ask for it for any American?
For me, citizen? For you.
For you, absolutely, whether they're running for president or not. What Congress is essentially saying is the most private financial information you have can be sent to them if they just have a suspicion that you did something. These aren't law enforcement. These aren't people who are in any way trained to look at crimes or anything like that. These are people who are out there for politics, not to make political points, who can have access to your most sensitive financial information purely on a whim. I don't think that's America, and I don't think anybody in America should stand for that.
I agree with you, Adam. It's wrong to allow that that kind of weaponization of the IRS. Adam Kennedy, always great to have you here, Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications at the White House. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 41 After. We'll be right back.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.